Weekend Breakfast with Allison Curtis on Today FM.
Now, Tato has long been a staple in Irish households, and they're celebrating 70 years in business with the release of an incredible book. It's in my hands right now. The Story of Tato, and John O'Connor, who's Managing Director of Tato, is joining me on the phone line now. John, how are you?
I'm good, Allison. And yourself?
I'm great. I want some Tato crisps now, actually, now that we're talking about it. It's a lovely...
We can organize that.
The origin of the Irish crisp, and it's a lovely book, Bobby Hearn. And it's just brilliant. It's a great idea to actually put it all into a book. From humble origins in 1954. And John, we were saying loads of people are texting in about Joe when we said we were talking about this morning on the show.
Yeah, it's a fantastic story. I mean, it's a great kind of celebration of an iconic Irish brand, and I think that's the great thing about it. And as they say, it's the nation's favourite crisp, so everybody owns a little bit of Tato from the way we feel about it, you know?
Absolutely. Tell me this. This is my favourite fact now as I was reading through, that the brand became the name that it did based on something that happened in Joe's family.
It certainly did. One of Joe's sons was very, very fond of potatoes with his dinner. But unfortunately, he was only young. He was only 2 or 3 years of age, so couldn't pronounce potato. So he used to say, more Tato, more Tato.
That's amazing.
That's as simple as how the idea came up to call the brand Tato.
That's incredible. And obviously, Joe didn't have a background in this. So when he started, it was like fascinating in 1954 that they used to just wash the potatoes in the bathtub, slice them all by hand. But how they dried them, John, I was like, how did that work?
We certainly don't do it that way today, Alice.
No. So,
as we said, Joe started off in 1954, and it was very much about, he used to buy crisps, but the crisps that he would get at that stage were from England. So they were nearly stale by the time they got across to Ireland here. So this was how we kind of came up with the idea. And from very humble beginnings, just off O'Connell Street, just around the corner from the GPO, O'Rahilly Parade, he rented two rooms.
Yeah.
Within the two rooms, he had a bathtub. He also had a vegetable slicer, like you'd have your normal vegetable slicer.
Yep.
And a fryer, which was what you call it, like you'd have in a chipper.
Yeah.
So that would be to fry them. But once you wash crisps, because you want to get all the starch off them and all that, you have to dry them. So Joe used to dry them in a normal tumble dryer that you have in your house. So we have come a long way since then, Alison. That's how it started. And then after that, they were dry. Then the magic flavor came onto them.
And what about this as well? So cheese and onion, is that the most popular flavor in the brand? Is it?
Oh, yeah.
By
absolutely.
Far?
Absolutely. I mean, for all the, never mind just our brand, but for all the crisps that are eaten in Ireland, all the wild flavors, about 65% of them are cheese and onion.
Really?
We're just a nation of cheese and onion lovers.
Yeah, it's amazing. I remember having a friend from Canada visit, and I was like, I'm going to make us a crisp sandwich. And like her eyes went like saucers. And she was like, what the hell is that? This sounds disgusting. And then I gave it to her, and she's like, this is the best thing I've ever had.
She thought that obviously that's all you had in the house.
Yeah, exactly. Here's two slices of bread and butter. But the combining of cheese and onion was accidental.
It was, like, up to that, you know, back in 1954, the only thing you had was plain crisps. There was no flavour on them. So what they used to do was they would put a little sachet, like you'd get in a restaurant, a fast food restaurant, a little sachet of salt.
Yeah.
So in the bag. So you'd open the bag, pick out your little sachet, and pour your salt over it. And that was all you had. That was the only flavour. And Joe was kind of looking to, you know, push the boundary. So what he basically did was, he turned around and he said, I'm going to make a cheese-flavoured crisp and I'm going to make an onion-flavoured crisp, two separate ones.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the stock control got a little bit out of out of kilter, and he had a bit too much onion flavour. So he said to Seamus Burke, who was one of his first employees, he said, Seamus, put a little bit of onion in, a bit of onion flavour in. And lo and behold...
That's where it came about. That's incredible. So their first, the original three flavors were plain, which I would like myself now still, I have to be honest, cheese and onion. It's just such an incredible story. And I suppose, John, something that people should know about as well is the donation for every book being sold has a charity partner involved.
Absolutely. I mean, Joe was very much about community. So everything he did was in a local community. So what we wanted to do was do the same this time. And what we've done is partner with a loan and give €1 for every book that's purchased.
Oh, amazing. And they do incredible work enabling older people to feel more secure in their
Absolutely.
Homes and everything. That's amazing. So Tato, the original Irish crisp and the story of Tato, it's full of photographs and really, it's just, it's kind of a stroll down Irish history as well, not just about Tato. It's an incredible book. And John, we were getting so many lovely stories in about Joe himself from people whose parents knew him and all that kind of stuff. It's amazing. So yeah, thank
absolutely.
You so much for your time, John O'Connor, Managing Director of Tato. And thank you so much for your time this morning. And happy crisps.
Thanks, Alison.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis
on Today FM.